KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies for the most part and 9 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hanson with a check of the latest area and state news. Well, the purchase of two Iowa casinos by a larger national gaming company is getting closer to reality after being approved by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission. Racing and Gaming Administrator Brian Orilko said the Reno, Nevada-based Eldorado Resorts merger with Caesars will give the company two more Iowa properties.
Horseshoe Casino in Council Bluffs and Harrah's Casino in Council Bluffs. Eldorado currently owns two, Isle Capri in Waterloo and Isle Capri in Bettendorf, and so that will put Isle or Eldorado as the owner of four casinos in the state of Iowa.
The merger will make the resulting company the largest in the country.
Very, very big deal with respect to gambling and in the U.S. and in that this is a large merger between two viable companies.
He says Iowa's approval is one more step for the companies to complete the merger.
The way the process works is Eldorado needs to receive regulatory approval from each state prior to the transaction closing. And so they are finishing those approvals up. It's our understanding that there will be more approvals in February, possibly some more that will creep into the second quarter.
Orilko said the process was made easier since Eldorado already has properties here.
Eldorado is very familiar with Iowa rules, Iowa regulations, and just Iowa's business in general. And so they are a familiar entity, a familiar brand, and that, quite frankly, was part of the reason why things went so smooth in terms of receiving those regulatory approvals here in this state.
The company officials say they don't expect any changes in personnel in connection with that merger. Well, the Iowa Department of Public Health says two Iowans who returned recently from China are undergoing tests for coronavirus. Department Medical Director Caitlin Padotti said the two are under voluntary home confinement while the testing is done.
These individuals are isolated with public health supervision, and this testing is being done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We anticipate those results will likely come back to us in several days.
She says they won't release any more information on the identity of the two.
We always balance patient privacy and security with sharing information that's important to protect the public's health. And we do that thoughtfully and in accordance with state and federal laws. So in this circumstance, we're not going to be providing any additional information about the patients or their location to the public.
Dr. Padotti said there is no information, or rather no confirmation, that the two actually have the coronavirus until the tests come back.
There's no recommended action that the general public needs to take at this time. Now, if that were to change, we would certainly adjust accordingly.
And she says that we are still in the flu season and everyone should continue to take precautions to avoid any kind of virus.
We want Iowans to remember those good respiratory etiquette habits of covering your cough, washing your hands, and truly staying home from work and school when you're ill, which we know is hard to do.
Dr. Padotti said there is one group of people who should pay particular attention to their health.
And we also want to reiterate that anybody who has traveled to China in the past 14 days and become sick with fever or breathing problems should reach out to their healthcare provider and call ahead to let them know they're coming. And we'd like healthcare providers to be on the lookout for people with these symptoms who have traveled to China within the past 14 days.
Thousands of people have been infected in China and nearly 500 have died. Speaking of the coronavirus, officials say American evacuees from the growing coronavirus outbreak in China will be flying into Omaha as soon as today and quarantine at a nearby Nebraska National Guard training base. One or more of the planes will be landing at Epley Airfield and park at a remote spot. A Nebraska Medicine News release said the passengers won't go inside the terminal and will be taken instead to Camp Ashland, which is about 32 miles southwest of the airport. Nebraska National Guard officials have been preparing to house evacuees in three buildings with 85 hotels style rooms at the camp. Two men from Creston were arrested Wednesday evening at 706 North Walnut Street in Creston on firearms charges. Officials said today 47-year-old Terry McKinney was taken into custody on six counts of dominion or control of a firearm by a felon. His bond at the Union County Jail was set at $30,000. 45-year-old Corey McKinney was arrested for a single count of dominion or control of a firearm by a felon. His bond was set at $5,000. The Harlan Police Department reports four recent arrests. On January 30th, 58-year-old Danny Carl Thompson of Irwin was arrested following an investigation. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with harassment. On January 31st, 25-year-old Kaylee Jo Cooper of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while barred, and no proof of insurance. That same day, 21-year-old Jacob Michael Thill of Mitchell, South Dakota, was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. On Monday, this past Monday, 58-year-old Melanie Marie Mogensen of Sioux City was arrested in Harlan following a call for service. Mogensen was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. And Harlan police report also 25-year-old Kylie Sierra Clefman of Harlan was cited January 31st for possession of drug paraphernalia and open container. The citations were a result of a traffic stop. Authorities in southwest Iowa are asking for help in finding a stolen pickup and the man who stole it. The Red Oak police say at around 5:20 a.m. Wednesday, officers were notified about a pickup stolen from an alley behind 709 East Knuckles Street in Red Oak. Surveillance video showed the white Chevy extended cab with Iowa license plate CCU 984 was stolen at around 1:23 a.m., and the suspect was 45-year-old Stuart James Andrew Sellers, who was wanted in connection with the theft from the University of Iowa Hospital and had fled authorities Tuesday evening. The pickup has black fender flares over the wheel wells, a silver toolbox in the back, and rust on the rear bumper. Officials say the keys to the vehicle have been left inside the unlocked pickup. If you see the vehicle, call Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. Or if you see Sellers, his picture on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, you can also call that number and remain anonymous. Your information could result in a cash reward. Authorities had said earlier on Tuesday, Red Oak police were contacted by detectives of the University of Iowa police who had requested assistance in attempting to positively identify a burglary suspect. The U of I hospital had recently been the victim of a burglary resulting in a loss of more than $10,000. Items stolen included electronic equipment, printers, phones, personal belongings, and miscellaneous equipment. Red Oak police located the suspect, who is Stuart Sellers, and began an investigation into attempting to positively identify him for the U of I police. But during their investigation, Sellers fled on foot and eventually entered a creek. A perimeter was set up and three canine units, as well as a Montgomery County Emergency Management drone equipped with an infrared search camera, were utilized. And despite those efforts, authorities lost track of Sellers and called off the search around 8:45 p.m. on Tuesday. As a result of the investigation, though, authorities were able to recover a majority, if not all, of the stolen property. The investigation is ongoing and charges are currently pending against Sellers. And again, if you have any information on his location or the pickup truck, you can contact Montgomery County Crime Stoppers or Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500. Red Oak Police were assisted in their investigation and incident by the University of Iowa Police Department, Montgomery, Mills, Montgomery, and Montgomery, Mills, and Fremont County Sheriff's Offices, as well as the Montgomery County and Mills, Fremont County K-9 units, and, of course, the Emergency Management Agency. And the Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said they were notified around 9:48 p.m. on Tuesday that a man with a gunshot wound was at the hospital in Creston. 48-year-old William Ray Peckham was treated for a non-life-threatening injury and released. The incident remains under investigation and additional information was not released. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.